The books are closed on a very warm February across the Northeast. In Albany, it was the warmest February on record, and those records go back to the late 1800s. And in Burlington, Vermont, it was the second warmest February on record, beat only by February 1981. So it was mild last month, and somewhat fittingly, it's mild to start off the month of March across the area. Once again today, we are in record territory with temperatures in the 50s to right around the 60-degree mark this afternoon. Some spots have moved up into the lower 60s. Now, in some areas, it's been fairly gray, but in other spots, there have been some nice breaks of sunshine, and a gusty south wind is helping to push in that warmer air. Moving ahead, we have low pressure that will track by to our north tonight. A cold front will sweep across the area, so with that cold front nearby, we'll have the chance for showers, maybe even some heavier thunderstorms moving through the evening hours. Some of these storms may have some gusty winds, especially from about the capital region and I-90 on south, so keep that in mind that there may be a couple of heavier storms through the first part of tonight. It will remain mild through this evening with temperatures likely in the 50s right through midnight, and then after midnight, that cold front will sweep across the region from west to east, and that is going to really knock those temperatures down by morning. So by morning, we're down into the 20s and 30s. The shower and thunderstorm threat will be over by morning, though there may be some lingering rain and snow showers, especially north and west of the capital region through the second half of the night. And through the day tomorrow, we'll have a gusty breeze. In fact, a wind advisory is up from 1 a.m. through 6 p.m. across much of our area, as we will see winds at times gusting potentially up over 40 miles per hour. Now, for tomorrow, temperatures really won't move very far through the day, so we're looking at temperatures basically holding steady or maybe even dropping a little bit in spots, and that gusty wind will make it feel much, much colder than that. I'll also mention that a flood watch is up for areas north and west of Albany. The combination of some of that rain that could be heavy coming through tonight and snow melt could lead to some localized flooding. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms this evening, and a chance of rain and snow showers after midnight, windy and colder, low 26 to 34. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun with a chance of snow showers, windy and colder, high 28 to 36. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms this evening, then a chance of rain and snow showers after midnight, windy and colder, low 26 to 32. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, a chance of snow showers, windy and colder, high 28 to 36. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms this evening. Windy and turning cooler, low 34 to 42. Tomorrow, partly sunny, windy, and cooler with highs in the 40s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy in the Berkshires. Tonight, cloudy with a chance of showers and storms this evening. Then a chance of rain and snow showers after midnight. Windy and colder, low 30 to 35. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun with a chance of flurries or snow showers. Windy and colder with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Region-wide on Friday, variably cloudy with a chance of light snow mainly south of Albany, highs in the 20s and 30s, and on Saturday, partly to mostly sunny, windy, and cold with highs in the 20s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.